Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and if you're just tuning in, you now know that I did win the Powerball jackpot. I won a whole whopping $4. So I am a winner, and you can suck it.
You know, Greg.
Yeah, CJ.
I won that same thing last week.
You did, but you didn't win it for the big jackpot.
Right.
Like
I just
I
hit
did.
The Powerball only.
Yeah.
But I play the extra power, whatever it is.
Oh, you got double your money?
Like power. I got 12 bucks.
12 bucks.
So I was playing with house money, and then I promptly lost it all.
Well, okay. I didn't lose. I'm a big winner. Or a wiener.
So you pocketed the $4.
I'd spent $4. So I was,
oh, you came out even.
A push, maybe.
So you bought more tickets?
No. I only play when it's over, you know, a billion.
No, I'm saying when you collected your $4, what did you do with those $4?
I cashed out. I took it back.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, I'm even. Even Steven.
So like one large coffee for you?
No, because I spent $4. I got $4 back. So I made nothing. It was one of those kind of deals. But still, I won the Powerball. I can say that. I live in Florida. I bought it at a Publix grocery store, like was reported on the news. How they were able to track me is anybody's guess.
There's a very, very thin thread of truth there. It's frayed, and it's like an old nylon something, like an old windbreaker that's been left out for 20
like
years.
Like a hair that you would find in your food.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, and moving on.
Like a toenail in your coleslaw.
We'll find out what CJ would like to do with all those winnings if he were to win the Powerball.
What would I do with $4?
No, if you actually hit the big jackpot. That's what we're going to dive into a little bit here on the big show. But first, we got Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver pool from Cleveland on the radio right now with us. Dave, how are you? And welcome. Happy New Year, the whole shebang, buddy. What's up?
Yep, it's a new year. It's a new year and a new thing with the Be a Diver pool. We're out here at the Mid America Boat Show.
With
one
boat
of our
show,
new sponsors.
Nice.
Dive Cayman.
Well, okay, the new
Dive
sponsor is who? Who is it? You're breaking up
Dive
a little bit.
Cayman Islands.
Oh, the Cayman Islands. Okay, cool. So they're sponsoring the Be a Diver pool now, so that's the big new thing when he's out on tour. Sharing the love. They've been nice enough to support that program, which is it's a great program. To share the love of diving as Dave tours the country. So you're at a boat show today in Cleveland. So obviously you're inside some kind of convention center because otherwise you'd be freezing your, we can't say what they're called, but you're freezing
they're
them
called
all.
The Browns.
Okay. Is that what it is? That's what we'll go with today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You're at the IX Center here in Cleveland. Yeah, it's 20 degrees outside, but it's 90 degrees in the water.
90 degrees.
Lined up, going down. Yeah.
And the Be a Diver pool. Good deal. Now, have you run across anyone who's won some Powerball money like we did this week? Or no?
No, hey, I did. I won a whole $8.
So you won $8? Yeah, you won $8, but how much did you spend winning that $8? That's the question.
Okay, so I lost
you. Okay, see, I came out as a push. That's what Pete from Scuba Board said as well. He was
every
down
human
five.
Ever born came out as a push.
Well, actually, if I go on that particular ticket that I won on,
yeah.
I'm actually ahead because that was a $4 ticket, two sets of numbers, so I did pretty good.
Okay, that's one way to look at it if you want to try to make yourself feel better about losing money. All
right.
But regardless, You know, if you were to win the big money like that, what would you do? Buy another, be a diver at the pool and, you know, do double duty around the world? Or what do you think? What would you do with all that
money? I think I'd buy an island somewhere.
You'd buy an island. An island for sale in the Florida Keys this week on Facebook. Like its own little private island where they had the marina all around there. It's all self-contained and self-sufficient. All you would do is just hang out on your island and then putts out around your own little private reef around the island. You only needed, not even like 10, you know, I'd say not even 10% of the Powerball winnings. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like dirt.
Drop in a bucket.
Literally, it'd be dirt because it's an island, I guess. But, you know, hey. So that's what you would do. Buy an island, and I would assume it'd be an island where you could dive, like a warm water destination, right?
Yep, just like the pool.
Just like the pool. 90 degrees, you know, is what he would prefer. Kind of like you're on your own little private island there with the Be a Diver pool. You just take your island with you wherever you go. That's kind of what you're doing when you travel around the country. Now, where are you off to next after being at the boat show in Cleveland?
Be home for the weekend, then I'll be down in Dallas for the Adventure Travel Expo.
Okay, Dallas is where you're headed next. Okay, cool. Well, enjoy yourself in Cleveland. I would imagine it'll be somewhat warmer in Dallas when you get down there, so I'm sure you're looking forward to that. But say hi to all those potential divers up there at the boat show, and keep up the good work, my friend. We always appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, well, talk to you maybe next week when I'm home or the week after.
There you go. Big Wave Dave from the Be a Diver pool, beadiver.com. You can check out where he's going to be with his new sponsor, the Cayman Islands. It's nice of them to do that.
Did he say he was going to Dallas?
He did. Yeah, Adventure Travel Show is next on the tour.
We should have asked him to recruit some Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders as mermaids.
Mm, well, yeah, and that could happen.
See, I'm always thinking.
You are, CJ. Always I got to give you that show. Much. Yeah, Curly Johnson coming through
all
again.
All I care about.
All right, so we go from Big Wave Dave to another person on the phone, this time via phone, via Skype, because she's international. She travels the world, world traveler. Abington from the Abington Watch Company is on Scuba Radio via Skype. How are you, Abington? Welcome.
I'm doing great. Hi. I hope you guys can actually hear me. I'm kind of in a strange place right now.
You're in a strange place. What, a weird island that some multi-billionaire owns or something and, you know, held captive?
Yeah, not far. I'm at the Bath in Virgin Gorda.
She's in Virgin Gorda. And
at the Bath, you know.
In a bath? Wait, did she say in a bath?
A bubble bath?
No, wait. It's hard to understand what you're saying a little bit, Abington, but I got Virgin Gorda. So you're on an island there in Virgin Gorda, right? I got that much. And
the
we.
Bath.
Yeah, there
famous
she is.
Bath.
Oh,
you know the famous bath.
The famous bath. Yeah. The bath is.
Hello?
Yeah. She's there.
I'm on Virgin Gorda. Correct.
Virgin Gorda. We'll go with that. All right. But you just got back from St. Croix diving there, right?
Yeah, I was there last weekend.
Last weekend, and you were diving with our buddy Ed and Molly from St. Croix Ultimate Blue Water Adventures. I have not been to that island, but, you know, Abington's a pilot, so she flies all around the Caribbean, and then she takes off a couple days and flies to all these little islands like, you know, Virgin Gorda or St. Croix or whatever, and she called me up from St. Croix and said, hey, I want to go diving. You know anybody? I said, sure. I know Ed and Molly from St. Croix Blue Water Adventures. Call them up, and you went diving, what, last Sunday? Is that the deal?
Yeah, almost a week ago or just over a week ago. It was amazing. Probably, actually, I think, no, not probably, definitely the best dive I've ever been on.
The best dive you've ever been on. Now, you're a relatively new diver, so we'll put that in perspective, but what made it so great? What was it, the visibility or... what you saw as far as critter-wise or what?
Critter-wise, the visibility. I guess St. Croix, I was told, has the largest
what? Say that again. St. Croix.
Number of dropped calls.
She's in Virgin Gorda. So that wouldn't be St. Croix. Oh, and there it went.
Well, goodbye.
Okay. Well, they have the biggest something. So we will get to
the
bottom of
that. We can
make
it whatever we want.
What do you think it would be? What would
Turtle.
You, turtle? Bubble Boy, what would you say?
Biggest jellyfish?
I don't know. Pete from Scuba Board, have you been to St. Croix?
No, I have not been to St. Croix.
But you would say the biggest what? What would you predict? I'd say in St. Croix, it'd have to be the biggest seahorse, maybe? No, not seahorse.
The biggest blank.
What was the biggest blank you saw in St. Croix underwater? Sea snake.
Biggest beer?
Biggest beer. You wouldn't see that underwater. Come on, Pete. What about Roz?
Biggest,
did she say
biggest,
it was underwater?
Biggest bracelet? Because you get the St. Croix bracelet, don't you? Which is really quite pretty.
Okay, well, they have their own, like, jewelry type of thing.
Is that a mob
thing?
Yeah,
it's a hook. It's a kind of... you're meant to be given it by a loved one. They're very special.
Like a pirate's hook. They stab you with it, and it's a permanent souvenir. I don't know. We'll get to the bottom of this next segment.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Maybe it was really big hammerhead shark there in St. Croix that Abington was trying to describe before she got cut off. She is on via Skype with us, and she's in Virgin Gorda. So the connection may not be the best as it could, but we have her back. So it did cut off at a very opportune time. We went around the room and tried to figure out what it was. It was really big. That was very impressive to you in St. Croix underwater. So I guess we finally ought to put the, get to the rest of the story. What do you think, Abington? What was really big? Can you share that with us?
It was the reef. The reef is the biggest to believe.
That was the first thing I thought of. Literally, that the reef was just super big and St. Croix. Wait, but what do you mean? Like just dramatic, like big, you know, canyon type drop offs or something? Or what do you mean by big?
Well, its claim to fame is that it has the second longest reef in the Caribbean, to Belize.
So really big and really long. God help us if you would have got that part in before you cut off. Oof. All right, so... Yeah, but that was impressive, though. You thought you were just awestruck
don't
by what you
touch
saw.
It!
Yeah, you don't touch it.
Totally. No, but our dive master, he had his spear gun with him, so we hunted lionfish. We watched sharks eat lionfish. We saw turtles. We saw rays. We saw seahorses. We saw everything. I mean, it was like the most amazing marine life I'd ever seen in a dive.
That is awesome. So you did one or two tanks there
two
in St. Croix? Two tank boat dive off of St. Croix with St. Croix Ultimate Blue Water Adventures, right? That was the dive operation?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Scuba is what it comes out to, so that's easy to remember.
Yeah. Well, true. That's right. I forgot about that. They came up with their own acronym there in St. Croix, didn't they? Yeah. So that's nice. I'm glad. I've not been to St. Croix myself. So you would say, from what you saw, that this is definitely should be on most people's list. They ought to take another look at going to that part of the world, at least from your perspective.
I think if you're going to the Caribbean, St. Croix should probably be at the top of the list, because by morning you can dive, and they have some great night dives too, where there's a lot of octopus under Frederiksted Pier. And different things there. And
I've
then,
heard about that, right? Did you do that? Then, did you think about doing a night dive, or you had to get in a plane the next day so you couldn't?
Yeah, I had to get in a plane the next day, so I couldn't.
Right.
But instead, what I did was I went drinking with a pig, and that was a lot of fun.
You went, wait a minute.
Greg, were you there?
Hey, that's not... I've lost weight since the first. I didn't gain this year. So it wasn't me. But,
yeah, I think he was just talking about your pink complexion.
Oh, is that what it is? No, but explain.
And your
wait
squiggly
a minute.
Tail.
You mean a real pig? You weren't in the Bahamas swimming with pigs in the Bahamas like it's Daniel Key where they do that. This was a drinking pig in St. Croix.
Yeah, it's a drinking pig.
Explain. What the hell happened to you? Well, you went diving and then got so drunk you started seeing pigs or what?
No, if you go to the Domino Club, which is in the middle of the rainforest in St. Croix, you, like a very good bar patron, would buy the next person next to you a beer, if you were so inclined. Mm-hmm. It just so happened that the next entity to me was a pig. So I bought the pig a beer for $2 and drank with the pig. I got pictures of it and everything. We like cheers and all sorts of stuff. And I straight up, I mean, it's a pig. It's like a huge heifer. I had to feed it to it and everything. It was O'Doul's, mind you. So it's not like you're getting the pig wasted.
Okay.
You
all right.
can get wasted.
You're not an enabler.
You know.
A pig enabler.
PETA would be probably only half mad at me.
Yeah. Curly, what do you
say? I
saying?
Was going to say kind of maybe relaxed health regulations there, but...
I think so.
I bet that pig probably would have preferred a mudslide.
I think so.
Maybe. That's probably what she was drinking. You know, who knows? Yeah. But,
and then I toured the Cruisin' Rum Factory.
Hold on.
You know,
was that
St. Croix, it's Cruisin'.
Yeah. Well, was that before or after the pig drinking when you did?
No. The pig recommended that I go to the Rum Factory.
No, of course.
I continued the drinking there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love pigs.
Was the pig wearing pants?
No, not at all. No,
but he was wearing a shirt, though, right?
Not the next morning he wasn't. Yeah. Hey, now, no.
Maybe.
No, actually, you know, I've heard about this pig thing. I've heard about the drinking pig in St. Croix. And I might have seen this online. But it is like up in some kind of hole-in-the-wall drinking establishment in the rainforest, if I remember correctly. And you just go there, and they have this pin of this pig that obviously got a taste for booze over the years, and now it's kind of like a touristy thing. Am I right? Is it kind of like that?
The story I heard is that the guy that owns the restaurant up there had pigs, and had a particular pig, but would, you know, breed pigs, kill them, and make the restaurant's dishes out of them, pork, whatever.
Yeah.
And one day, this pig, he was going in to kill it, and he dropped his beer in there, and the pig, like, picked it up with its mouth and just, like, guzzled it and then spit the can out, like, 5 feet. And nice. The guy was so, he was like, this pig is awesome. So
I need a drinking buddy. Yep. I can't eat my drinking buddy.
Yeah, and that's how it started. And now that particular pig was like the main attraction.
Hmm.
And then when it died, there's like a, you know, homage. You can kind of pour one for your homie and pour a little beer out on the gravesite of the pig at this place. Hmm. And then you feed, you know, the other pigs, or you drink with the other pigs.
Yeah. Well, so, it's a genetic thing. You know, once
totally.
The dad gets taste for booze, then it kind of filters down through the gene pool. Yeah, but I've heard about that. That sounds cool. So you got pictures and everything you're going to put up on your Facebook, I would imagine, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very nice. What is the name of this pig? Or is it a bunch of them now?
It's Chris. His name is Chris. Chris P. Bacon.
Hmm. Interesting. That would make somewhat.
Bacon,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't get any better, folks. All right, so... anyway, but I mean, does it have a name or no? Or do you remember?
There's two pigs, and I do not remember the name, but I know the name of the restaurant is called the Domino Club.
Domino Club in St. Croix. All right, cool. That sounds like quite a little adventure you need to, you know, you need to put on the list there after your day of diving in St. Croix. And thanks to Ed and Molly for hooking her up there at St. Croix Blue Water Adventures. Scuba. Ultimate, whatever. Just look it up. They're the dive operation on St. Croix. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So you go to St. Croix and drink with the pigs or hang out with us and kind of get this bit of the same type of vibe going on. You guys...
Because you're a ham.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that was nice. That sounds like a pretty cool adventure. You don't have to win the lottery or the Powerball to go to St. Croix like Abington. It wouldn't hurt, I guess. And once again, I did win. CJ, you won too, didn't you?
I won last week. I won $12.
Well, last week. All right. But this week you're a loser.
And I'm still the same down to earth guy.
Me too. I won the Powerball.
Changed.
And I'm still just as much of an ass as I was last week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I bought two tickets, Greg, and I still haven't checked them yet to see if I won anything.
Really?
Well, you haven't.
I did buy them in Melbourne Beach. But.
Well, yeah, that's it. You know, Melbourne Beach is only like, within 50 miles of where we are right now. So there's someone walking around Florida right now there's a good chance they're a scuba diver and could be diving today as we speak or listening to this show. And I just want you to know that I would be a great friend. And if you're looking for a dive buddy, I'm here for you. You know, if you want to buy scuba radio, like Jerry the Diver guy said earlier, you know, I'd be more than happy to put you and him together and have a bidding war and try to jack up the price as high as I can possibly get for it. So there you go. How about that?
I like it.
What would you do with all that
money? I
like
it.
Curly, what do you think?
You know, that's hard to say.
You have all the money in the world, or at least, you know, $500 million, which is pretty much the same.
I'd probably buy a home in the Keys.
All right. Well,
cut down on traveling.
You buy an island like Big Wave Dave.
No, I wouldn't even buy an island. I just have a massive estate.
Well, how would that tie into diving? You'd have to be close to one of the big dive sites down there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd be in the Keys.
All right.
It's all good.
Okay. So you just go out of your house.
A fortified. It would have to be, you know, bunker for a hurricane season.
So you would have to have walls built around you. With that much money, couldn't you just like affect the weather?
Yeah, just pay off the weatherman.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that would work too.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With the scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on, and Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy dude too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, face down, why all the divers
mad? Bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. With my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind. Logging bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. With my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
Yeah, that's what we'd be playing when we hit the Powerball jackpot. We get that song playing from Mermaid Faith.
Yeah.
From Cali. She did reach out.
Yeah.
Said she needed some money.
Yeah.
When she heard that that I'd won the Powerball. And I said, oh, I'll hook you up when we're out there for the Long Beach Talk Show.
I'll give you 25% of it and then mail her a buck.
Well, no. I spent four to make four. So basically, I would say,
zero.
You want a piece of the action? Send me a dollar. I think that's how it works, isn't it?
Right. No, it's not.
All right. Vinny Two Tanks is out there on the left coast, too. He has joined us via the web. Vinny, how are you, buddy? Welcome.
Good. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm good. I'm still the same old Greg as last week, even after winning the Powerball. Did you get in on any of that yourself? Was it as crazy on the left coast as it was out here in Florida for us?
Oh, yeah. Everybody was buying tickets. I bought a couple bucks worth.
Bought a couple bucks, and you hit anything or no? Came up
no.
short? What would you do
came
with that money? $500 million, split three. Well, it was $1.5 billion, split three ways.
Oh, come on. You know what I would do with it.
What would you do?
I would be like single Scott. I'd run Explore Adventure back and forth again.
You would just go live on one of the Explore Adventure Liverpool boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good
I'm
life.
I'm serious.
For sure. Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, you've been, two weeks at a time. That's better than most, I guess. So it's a start. So, but you'd love to just live on a liveaboard boat year round.
Yeah, just keep going back and forth like Scott did.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. And you could afford it. Actually, you don't really have to win the Powerball to afford something like that.
But it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, of course.
Well, I don't know, Explore Adventure, it could add up.
Well, it could add up, but think about it. Your food, your booze is included, your accommodations. You really don't have to spend any other money
That's true. And then if I go on multiple trips, you know, I get the multiple trip discount through Explore Adventure. So there you go.
Well, true. Yeah, I'm sure they would cut you a deal. It's like, I would like the year discount, please.
Yeah, really.
Could you give me any, a cut rate? But think about it. I mean, they range any. Say if you're spending, I think they're about $17.95, depending on the weeks.
A couple grand a week, let's say.
Yeah. You know, and you got to take care of the crew with tips and things like that. You know, you could easily do one of those for $2,500 and be generous with everybody.
Right.
So $2,500. I mean, do the math there, Bubble Boy. We're talking, what, 100 grand? I mean, this is chump change to someone like, Roz from the UK. I mean, so all you need is about 120 grand a year. You live on a boat year-round. Roz, what do you think? Can you could afford something like that. I'd put in a word for you for the folks at Explore Ventures. Maybe they'd cut it down to give us 115 grand a year, and we'll put you out on the boat, that kind of thing. Maybe make you a cook. Roz, would you be up for that or no?
Why not?
Why not, she says. Okay, cool. Well, I think you know that you don't have to be a billionaire. You don't have to be a Powerball winner to do that. It's starting to give me some ideas. Give it up for Vinny Two Tanks to set a new goal for us. I kind of like this. Roz, what about you? What have you been up to lately? I know there's been some things other than, you know, hoping to score a new Shearwater computer on your agenda. Has there been some dive shows or things you're getting ready to do over there or what?
Well, we've just had Paris and a boot show's coming up in Dusseldorf.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. They take over the whole of the convention center. And you've got yachts and boats and paddle boarding and kayaking and really big hall of diving.
That's one thing they're missing. They don't have boots at the boot show, do they?
It's German for boat, Greg.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I knew that, but you'd think if they want to like reach out more to the U.S. market, if they're going to call it the boot show, why not
they have wetsuit boots.
Well, they okay. Maybe they do. I haven't
boots.
Been. Winnie boots. But it's massive. The boot show.
It's huge. It's absolutely massive. It makes Dima look tiny.
Yeah. But they have boats, and they have this one convention center that's all diving, but it's inside another show.
They take over the whole of this massive, massive convention center.
Yeah.
Every single hall, but one hall is devoted to diving. So you walk through, like, canal boats and millionaires' yachts and massive sculptures and paintings and amazing works of art and personal watercraft and windsurfing and anything to do with water, and you get into the dive show, and the dive show is pretty cool as well.
That is a place to go look for a dive buddy, Roz. You're over there. That's what you should be. You should be wandering the aisles of the boot show trying to score a dive buddy that owns one of those massive yachts, and then you can call us up and we'll come out and broadcast from it. How about that? Then we don't even have to buy a week or a year on the liveaboard. We'll just sponge off of your friendship with this rich folk.
A true friend.
What do you think?
Greg, surely with your charm and personality and connections, you would be able to get yourself on any boat.
But I'm here. I'm not planning to go to the boot show. You're going to have to go represent and turn on your charm and use your...
Yavol, grossa.
Greg, she doesn't need to do that. She has the best diving friends ever right here on Scuba Radio.
Well, yeah, but none of us... We're a bunch of... Poor white trash bastards. We have no money. Yeah. Come on.
I got a dinghy.
Yes, but our lives are rich. We dive, Greg.
This is so true. We don't need money to be happy, do we? But boy, I sure would like some. Wouldn't you? Come on. Don't lie.
It would be useful. I mean, it would be useful.
If you had that kind of money, what would you do with it? Would you buy the boot show and just say, we're closing it down. Come in, you rich people. Sorry, you're out of here.
I fantasized about this a lot. I was fortunate enough to be part of an expedition to the Falkland Islands a few years ago.
Yeah.
And the diving was some of the very worst and some of the very best that I've ever had. And if I had stupid amounts of money like that, I would pay for an amazing liveaboard to go down to the Falklands. Cool. And I would ring up all my friends and say, right, come on, we're all going. Sort out your air tickets. I'll fly you down. Let's go diving.
Well, don't limit it.
And I just arrange...
Don't limit it to your friends. Include us, too, will you? Please?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Just checking.
It would just be fun to just introduce some people to some of the diving down there, because it's so remote and so extreme.
Yeah.
And difficult to get to, but it's some of the very, very, very best cold water diving I've ever done.
Cold water diving. Out of all the opportunities that you would have to go to do a cold water dive? Really?
Absolutely. Hmm. Yeah, seriously. It was just beautiful.
CJ?
And for that reason, I'm out.
What? he doesn't know.
Thermal underwear. Two words for you, CJ. Thermal underwear.
Nope.
No thermal underwear.
Don't forget
you
the naval escort.
You would rather go commando.
You'll need a naval escort, too, Greg.
Well, you could afford it. Yeah. I mean, you could probably buy the Navy with that kind of money, couldn't you?
Yeah, you probably could.
How much is it worth these days? But, you're a better person than I. I would tell you what, if you invited me, I'd go, for sure. I would go
Thank
do
you.
That, even though it was cold water diving.
Greg, you would brave those temperatures with only your own farts to keep you warm.
Well, that's pretty much all you have.
Pete made a good thing earlier that he would sponsor some people to do cutting edge expeds. I'd probably set up a scholarship at the low end to help support people into the industry. also give them business acumen and stuff like that. But the really keen people who want to work in the diving industry.
Best I'd answer ever.
Really?
I would sort out a scholarship for people trying to get into the diving industry. Because we've got it for the divers with the Rolex scholarships and some of the stuff like that. But it'd be really good to get a scholarship established for people trying to get into the diving industry.
Yes. And then we could set up another scholarship. This is where I could come in as a consultant, that we could take someone that's in the dive industry that we'd like to get the hell out. And here is money to leave the industry. We don't want you here anymore. We don't like you.
The Greg the Dive Master Smell You Later Foundation.
Okay, maybe I didn't think that one through real well. But you know, when you have that much
money,
you
gotta
spend it on
something. Why do you look at us when you
say that? Because you're the only ones here that I can look at, which is really depressing.
Rotten son of a...
Yeah.
No good. Yeah. Four flushing.
They're drinking rum chocolates. What do you want to do?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Before you jet off to your next exotic dive destination, brush up on your scuba skills with Paddy Reactivate. The all-new Reactivate program is designed to update divers on the fundamental scuba skills and dive principles, giving you the skills you need to jump back in and dive with confidence. Show off your new Paddy replacement certification card and your refreshed skills on your trip when you reactivate. Contact your local Paddy Dive Center, resort, or instructor and get started today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la Scuba Radio. I love Scuba Radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, I would say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, you know, I'm with CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. And Bubble Boy came out with a thought during the commercial break of what he would do with $1 billion if he had won it during Powerball. You think you have the ultimate diving themed result, you know, adventure or you know, just what every diver should try to achieve and be able to share the love if they want all this money. You have the solution.
I do, Greg.
Which is?
I would buy every strip club in South Florida. Mm. And then I would hire a scuba instructor, somebody I know that might be really good to do this, and train all these strippers to be dive masters on a fleet of dive boats. That would get more people involved in scuba diving.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting.
And I'd hire Abington to fly us around the Caribbean.
Okay. To get to those, some of the more unique and remote spots to go dive with all these stripper dive masters and stuff.
And they'd be wayward strippers, so it's more philanthropic.
Okay. So are
so
we kind of like...
lost their way?
They've lost their way.
And you're going to guide them back on the path of...
So is it this is a Magic Mike kind of thing we're talking about?
No, chicks.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to clarify. Just make sure we knew. All right.
You know, the Playboy Mansion's for sale.
Ooh, turn it into a...
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a great place. The grotto would be an awesome place for confined water dive training, actually.
Agreed.
Yeah. We're training Magic Mikes to learn to dive.
Yeah, well, you'd be up for that, I guess. And is that
Absolutely.
The proper term? Up, I think? Or they, I don't know.
See, that's what you'd really do with the money, Greg.
Okay. So it's all about sharing the love.
That's right.
And if that's one way to do it, I guess that'd be one way to accomplish that goal, for sure. All right. By the way, we got some big news for Jerry the Diver Guy this week. And he has his own music and everything. You know, he's trying to get on Survivor. Yeah. You heard about this, right? He's trying to be a contestant on Survivor. And I actually helped him edit his video submission for the show.
Survivor, he's our favorite scuba diver.
That's our song.
And the guy that you should hire, you need Jerry on Survivor.
Yeah.
Get him on Survivor now.
That hasn't helped yet. However, he knows, or you know somebody, right? And that's what happened this week? Is that right, Jerry, or what?
Yeah, one of the fans of the show actually contacted me.
Yeah.
And he is friends with one of the past contestants.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And they have been messaging each other, and they're going to get things worked out. So, woohoo.
How about that?
Jerry, can't you just eat bugs at home?
No. We want him to be on the TV show. That'd be awesome. That's almost like winning $1 billion, being on Survivor. Well, a million, I guess.
That would be fun.
That would be great. And then we'd say we know him. He could totally ignore us and go on to a much more productive life.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah.
Jerry will win by fermenting coconuts and getting the rest of the survivors drunk.
Ooh. There's
Don't give away his strategy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, come on. Be responsible, dude.
Yes. I like it. But yeah, you know, I guess the point is, if you're listening, just like that billionaire that we know is that needs a dive buddy, if you know somebody... At the, you know, Jeff Brose, your good buddies, you got some, you know, dirt on them that you can blackmail them and say, hey, you better put this guy on Survivor or we're going to release this to the world. Please use that to our advantage and get Jerry the Diver Guy on Survivor. And we appreciate any help you can provide along that line. Because, I mean, I kid, but let's face it. Jerry the Diver Guy would be the ultimate survivor, would he not, guys?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, we have him on this show
Definitely.
Because he is a great guy. He really is, and he's a diver, and he could have so much fun on that show.
And he's entertaining.
It would give us a reason to watch the show.
I would watch more. It if he was on.
Absolutely.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mashup between Survivor and Moonshiners. That's what would end up happening. And I'm telling you, it'd be a ratings bonanza.
I like it.
I like it a lot, too. Well, you know, we're in the studio, and I got to say that Bubble Boy and CJ are sucking down the last
you laughing at?
Of the chocolate Woo! Liquors.
I've only had 32.
From the Christmas Crap Stravaganza.
They're so small. Apparently, you guys had a big party here.
Yeah, I thought most of them were gone. We hid them from Drunken Santa. But obviously, we had some left over. Are they gone yet, Bubble Boy?
No, they're still
there's
about
still more.
There's about I did get 10 left.
I did stock up pretty good.
Woo.
You know, you get that 75%
Make
off deal
nine.
The day after Christmas. I figured they'd come in handy. All right. Well, enjoy those, guys. I'm glad you are. But
all right. Sticky and not in a good way.
Yeah. All right. Well, and Roz, I guess we'll wrap things up with you. It's your birthday tomorrow. Are you going diving on your birthday or no? What do you think?
It's a bit brisk at the moment in the UK. We've had so much rain, we've had extreme flooding. And we now have got snow coming in. So actually, tomorrow I'm going to wrap up warm and probably eat chocolate.
And eat chocolate. Okay.
Yeah. But you actually, know, I've got some articles to write, so I'm going to be doing that.
All right. So you're going to write and work on your birthday. That sounds like so much fun.
it's fine. I've got some pieces I've got to write about diving, so it will be great.
All right. I have no doubt it will be. And it's good to hear your voice. Happy birthday to you. Pete, happy birthday. Thanks, a couple days
happy
late.
Happy birthday, Ross.
Thanks, man. Hey, don't forget to check out the new scuba board we just relaunched.
That's right. Yeah, they got
it's
a whole
looking
new,
quite lush.
Yeah, they got a whole new format. Check it out, scubaboard.com. And Pete, once again, happy birthday to you. Bubble Boy, CJ,
gracias.
Your hands are covered with black stuff. I'm hoping that's chocolate.
It is.
Okay. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.